Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Gabriel Krauss is a writer and an analyst at the Institute of Race Relationships. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
A great pleasure. How serious is this? You know, we see these roughly once a year, and it actually is normally this time of year, something seems to blow up with regard to incidents at schools. How serious a problem is it in South Africa in 2022?
Yeah, we do see it quite seasonally, as you say. And I would like to emphasize that schools are different. It might very well be the case that there are some individual schools here and there where it's a major, major problem. But our research does indicate, in general, that racism is not nearly the problem that it's made out to be. And there's good reason to believe that however good or bad racism is in general in society, it's going to be race relations are going to be even better in schools. And part of the reason for that is that is the nature of racism. I do think Mandela was sort of onto something when he said that surprisingly it doesn't really come all that naturally. It really is the kind of thing that needs to be taught or indoctrinated. What comes very naturally to children when they're young is to play and get along with each other, and when they're teenagers is to form cliques and groups and romance, and that all gets quite complicated. But it really is very standard for teens to be attracted to each other, or to want to compete with each other in a sort of camaraderie way across races. So when we look at the general South African population, why do I say racism is not as bad as it's made out to be? Because of our surveys that we commission almost every year since 2013, and we've consistently found, for example, that 80% of South Africans have said they haven't experienced any form of racism at all in the last 5 years. So that's not perfect, but that's very different from you know, when people say racism is my daily lived experience, that's a minority within a minority, because of course of the 20% of black South Africans, for example, who said that they had experienced some racism in the last 5 years, you'd expect a much tinier proportion to say that they have experienced it every day. So generally, I think we should respond to situations like at Hoërskool Jan Viljoen with circumspection. It is really important to try and find out more about what's happening than I know at that particular school, because you can have an outlier case. But in general, things are not as bad as they're made out to be. And when people pick out an incident like this and try to paint the whole country with that brush, I think they make a bad mistake.
So we've spoken quite a bit here on the show about amplification, and that's what happens is we take certain, and every radio station, every media house, everybody does this, is we take the stories that interest us and we amplify them because they talk to something about ourselves, obviously. And of course, that's the danger, because if we amplify issues of racism when, in fact, it's a minority, it creates the impression that this is happening at every school around the country. That said, it's absolutely vital to deal with it if it is happening.
Absolutely. So there is a kind of tension, as you say. With news, unfortunately, the old line, if it bleeds, it leads, does have some sense to it. But I think amplification, that's a nice word, because it sort of has two meanings, right? The one meaning is that you're just taking the story, and instead of one person with one voice literally saying it to their neighbor, you put it on radio, you put it on TV, you put it in print, so that the audience is grown. That's the sense of amplification. More people can learn about the facts. Now, I think that kind of amplification, that's great. The kind of amplification and the thing that often goes with this that's really dangerous is when you amplify or really generalize the story that's particular, where you say, this incident that we're looking at here, we clearly can see footage of parents fighting with each other. I mean, it seems pretty clear from the footage that when the parents are fighting in Yanfuyun, it does seem to be largely black parents and white parents
taking each
in conflict with one another.
Now,
one can amplify that story by saying, this is really how all of society is, and usually we just button it down, we cover it up, we mask it up, so you can't see it, but now what you are seeing is the truth of South African society. The Rainbow Nation is dead. Its tombstone is this headline, parents fighting each other across racial lines. It's just making explicit that which is implicit. That is a form of amplification, which is really just generalization, taking one bad story and saying this is the everyday. That, I think, is extremely dangerous, and that is, I think, one of the core missions of the Institute is to try and keep context and perspective. Most South Africans are commonsensical. Most South Africans agree, you know, 80% agree that we all need to work together in order to forge ahead. You know, only 2%, 95% can think of bigger national problems than racism. Most people say that race relations have improved greatly. Most people agree that politicians and unfortunately some media houses exaggerate racism or amplify in that second sense racism in order to excuse their own failures. So most people see that this is not how we do things. Most people just, you know, when they're out on the streets, when they're in school, when they're at work, if they're in a place of worship, there are many contexts in which South Africans can meet each other. South Africans going to the doctor, you know, are worried about the disease. They're not worried about the race of the doctor.
Absolutely.
This is good common sense stuff, and it needs to be remembered when there's tension like this. It needs to be remembered also. You know, I investigated, for example, at the Schweizer-Reinecke School a couple of years ago, one of these seasonal things. There were these terrible allegations of racism, and there was even a photo that looked not so great. But if you go and talk to people, talk to black parents, white parents, I managed to find out hard and decisive evidence that there was no racism there at all. So sometimes the first impression can be misleading. And even the particular incident can be not racist at all. But whichever way it goes in Yanfuyun, and investigations must take place.
Absolutely.
South Africans should hold on to the fact that we are in a great rainbow project, that it's very difficult. But the difficulty is not that most people are racially hostile to one another. Most people are actually very common sense. It's a minority.
Right.
Of people of all races that make trouble, and it's precisely that reason, for that reason, that we are able, if we keep cool heads, to investigate, figure things out, get
Absolutely.
Some accountability, and move along.